Being joined by Dyke and Hartford girls soccer coach Emma Eaton after a 4-1 win over Colfax Mingo. Kind of an interesting game there as 1-1 at halftime. Didn't really pull away until late in the game, but how are you guys able to, you know, come out on top against a team that, you know, obviously came in here with a lot of momentum, having not lost a single game yet this year?
I think that starting off, we started really strong. We were able to find our feet. We were able to find good possession. They had a really good opportunity. We left her on mark, and she had a beautiful shot. Nothing we could do there on that for our goalkeeper, but they came out ready to go, and we were with them there. We just kind of got a little bit lax on our defense and can't do that. But, yeah, I think second half we turned a page. We were ready to go. We were ready to put all the stops in, and I think our girls just kind of put all their grit into it, and they were aggressive. They wanted to dominate the field on winning those 50-50 balls, and I think it showed with our possession there.
Mm-hmm. And they came into the game with the player that had the most goals in the entire state of Iowa, so that's kind of interesting to be able to face a team like that.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about game planning for that player, number 10, and how you're, for the most part, able to pretty much shut her down, except for that one goal there in the first half.
I think for all of us, we were just, game plan is what we do every time. Like, every team's got very good players, and there's always maybe one or two that we just got to keep an eye on more, be a little bit more knowledgeable awareness of where she is. And we had our two sixes, Hannah Steffens, Sylvie Fuller, and Shannon Mormon. Our sixes there did a nice job of making sure that one of them was always on her on defense, having her marked there. In the end of the, I think it was like 5 minutes left of the first half, she had space. We weren't marked. There was less communication. So I think that was just a communication fault there that we had there. But she had an opportunity. She took it, and it was a beautiful goal. Can't really complain about that. But we're going to make sure that we step it up in practice tomorrow for that.
You bet. Similar question when it comes to some of those scouting reports, getting ready for other teams. Like, how deep is it at this point in the year? Or is it just kind of more about, you know, focusing on yourselves, you know?
I think it's good for the girls to understand what they're going into, but I don't want to overload them with too much information that they can't, there's too much going on that they can't focus on a certain thing. So it's kind of just a brief overview of what they're doing, and then I just kind of talk with their defense, midfield, and offense about like what key points they need to focus on instead of, because if I tell all of them that, then it's just going to be too much information. So just kind of breaking it down in that aspect. And then, I mean, we focus on like a few key points, maybe like a sentence or two about the other team, and then we focus more on what we need to do. And that kind of just sets the tone for what we need to accomplish for the game.
I think in this game, especially in some of your last few games as well against teams like, you know, Hudson, Denver, things like that, look, it seemed like the defenders, some of the midfielders and defenders made a big difference in this game, right? Because, I mean, the time of possession was, like, super lopsided in your guys' favor, right? What can you say about some of those defenders that were able to, you know, not allow the ball past them very much and stuff like that, right?
I think our – I mean, any team, defense, midfields, they don't get a lot of credit for what they do. I mean, you focus on goals, who scored, who got an assist, and keeper, you could focus on the saves. But defense and midfield, they bust their – they're busting everything they have every game. And, I mean, they – are a center point of any team, our team especially. Like, they hold us up there to support our offense. Best offense is the best defense. So, I mean, keeping ourselves focused and ready to go on defense is kind of how we stay on top of it.
You bet. And you got a rematch this week, GCGR, and then you play Nevada for the first time since last year's state semifinal game. So what are your thoughts on these next couple games for you guys?
To be honest, I haven't really thought about that. Yep. I was just focused on this game, but I think tomorrow we're just going to focus on what we need to accomplish for GCGR and then kind of go over what we need to work on for Nevada, just kind of leading up from 1-2. We'll go over that more on Tuesday, Wednesday now to focus on it since we got today out of the way. But I think we just got to be more aggressive, make sure our possession's there. Our first touch has to be solid, making sure our offensive movement is there, because if we're not finding those key passing lanes, we're not going to be able to get the ball, because both teams are very good.
All right, appreciate the time tonight.
Thank you.